If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz.
Okay, as we continue to cover the important people that are speaking at this year's Metricon Conference, sponsored by Lockheed Martin and produced by IEEE, we have with us today Christoph Solner. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He's Associate Professor of Computer Sciences and Engineering Department at the University of Texas at Arlington. And Dr. Solner worked for Google and Microsoft at one time in research, and he was trained at the university at Stuttgart, Germany. He's working on problems in program analysis, automated bug finding, and of course there's a lot of bugs to be found. So welcome to the program, Dr. Solner, Christoph.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about at the Metricon conference.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about a system for finding bugs in tools that are used to create cyber-physical systems. So example tool is MathWorks Simulink, which is widely used in automotive, aerospace, and health applications. So many engineers use that tool to create software, basically, that operates these cyber-physical systems. And we have a tool that automatically finds bugs in such a design tool.
Okay. When I think of bugs, immediately comes to mind the Boeing 737 airplane that apparently had a terrible bug in one of its sensors and has caused at least what we believe is two airline crashes, and now currently those planes are off. Would your tool be of help in finding that bug?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm not sure if we'd be able to find this bug. We mainly find bugs in the design tools, which then in turn may introduce subtle bugs into, say, an airplane or a car. This particular bug I don't know too much about, so I cannot say if we can find it or not.
Okay, well, you say complex software tools have software bugs, and the goal is to automatically find the bugs in the software tools and eventually deploy the generated code in cars, planes, and that sort of thing. So help me to understand exactly what it is that that your tool is going to be doing.
So our tool is basically simulating how an engineer would use such a design tool, and is going to run such a design tool several times and just going to compare the results that the design tool produces. And then it's just looking for small changes that come out of the design tool. For example, if you have an existing input model and simulate that model in Simulink and then generate code from that model that might eventually be deployed on, say, an airplane, and then you do the entire process again, but just make a small change in the configuration of the design tool that should not affect the resulting software, we will be able to pick up on some of those changes.
Okay, so when we hear you speak at the Metricon conference, are you going to have some demonstrations of this particular procedure you're talking about?
That's a good idea, have a demo. So, ideally I would have a student with me who did all the work, who could do the demo. I'm there just here to, claim the results, but he did all the work. So, I have to think about how to actually do a demo. So there's lots of tool compiling, and so I don't see too much on the screen. I'm not sure that's going to make for a great demo, but I have to think about how to do this. That's a great idea.
So it's kind of a challenge in how you're going to be able to get your message across, and you're still kind of putting that together. Is that the case?
That's right.
And what's the takeaway? What do you want to have people leave there in knowing what do you want them to take away with them, the things that you want to teach them?
It's one thing is that these design tools do have bugs, and I think engineers are aware of that. So it's similar to, like, say, a C compiler, which also widely used to create software, and people found a lot of bugs in C compilers as well. Some people take these tools for granted that they're guaranteed to be correct, but a talk like this can reinforce the notion that yes, there's also a possibility that these tools contain bugs.
Ah, okay. So, and what do you see coming in the future?
So we have a follow-up project in this topic, because not many people work on this in the domain of cyber physical systems. So different ways of finding bugs in CPS design tools. For example, to mutate an existing model in a way that is supposed to not change the semantics or the behavior of the generated code, and then do the same pipeline again. So run the pipeline on the existing model and again on the mutated model and compare results of the generated code.
Okay, very good. Now, I know that you're highly educated in Stuttgart, Germany, and you've worked for Google and Microsoft, and now associate professor in the Computer Sciences and Engineering Department at the University of Texas in Arlington. So I'm sure that along the way you've been mentored by people that you highly admire and respect, and I'm sure that now with your students and things that you're mentoring them. What is there a life lesson you want to leave us with, some creed or some important thing that that maybe a professor has driven home to you and said, never forget this or always be this way, maybe from your father or maybe from somebody that you respected in your life's work or something, and sort of a creed of behavior of that sort of thing. Do you have some words of wisdom you can leave with us?
Well, I mean, there are several good things I picked up along the way, I hope. But one thing that comes to mind right now is for a researcher or scientist to produce work that other people can falsify or find problems with. So so we're striving, for example, to release all the source code that we produce as open source code so other people can look at it and reproduce the results that we find, and just enable others to pick up and continue working on what we've done.
Okay, Christoph Solner, the Associate Professor, Computer Sciences and Engineering Department at the University of Texas in Arlington, going to be speaking at the IEEE Metrocon Conference, sponsored by Lockheed Martin, and that's going to be key insights in artificial intelligence with machine learning plus the Internet of Things. That's all coming up November 6th at the Hearst Convention Center. That's about midway between Dallas and Fort Worth, so it's easy to get to. So we'll enjoy seeing you there, and thank you so much for being a guest on our program.
Well, thanks for having me.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz.